Who else has joined us here this morning?
It's Darlene from California.
Darlene from California. Good morning, Darlene. What part of California?
Redding.
Redding. Been through there a few times. Of course, if you travel I-5, you're going to go through Redding.
Right.
There's no doubt about that. Who else has joined us this morning? Give me your name and the state that you're from, please. Well, Darlene, looks like nobody wants to speak up this morning. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Are you enjoying the program?
Oh, I do. I really do. I am really interested in the cholesterol part of it.
Good.
My last cholesterol was, I went off of my cholesterol medicine a couple months ago. And whenever that showed up, whenever I had my blood done.
Yep.
And my cholesterol was 212.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants me to go right back onto the cholesterol medicine. But I'm still going to work on it.
Good.
I don't think 212 is extremely dangerous.
I'm trying to think. I know. Each one of, I know I get my lab work done, you know, well, during this process every 30 days. And I know all labs are different, and they have different what is called a reference range. And I show here on my test that the reference range for total cholesterol is 80 to 200. So yours might be different based strictly upon the different way labs report their findings.
Right, right. But I'm very, I don't know, there's just a piece about the way we're eating now. I just love it.
Good, yep. Well, it's working for me. I know it's working for some other people, particularly in our cholesterols and everything else. I'm very pleased that I first of all, thought this was going to be pretty difficult when I was reading the China study and got into the rave and everything else. But I'm finding, I guess, anything in our life is about as difficult as we want to make it. If we kind of think of it as being simple, it is kind of simple. And for me, being a person that doesn't like to sit down and really do a whole lot of cooking and recipes, it works real well for me. But yet I am more into recipes than I ever have been in my life. But I'm really, really, really enjoying it. And I think I saw a figure the other day, I think it was some article about eating plant-based foods, and talked about how that basically you'll save about 40% over your grocery bill once you get into it and get started getting most of your spices. But I find that was the most expensive thing when I started was the spices.
Uh-huh.
Okay, once I got that done, they're over with 40% a month. That can be a lot of money for certain size families, that's for certain. Why don't I go ahead, Darlene? Let's just welcome everybody to the call that's here with us this morning. This is the Lifestyle Call, the Advanced Lifestyle Call, and we're here to provide the most current nutrition and advanced product technical information in the wellness industry for you and to assist you in any way we can. And when better health is attained, all areas of our lives we know will be impacted. The China study definitely brings that out. And the people you hear today, some of them are on the study pilot group. They're actively applying both the principles found in the China study book by Dr. Colin D. Campbell. And most are utilizing cutting-edge wellness products made available by Nikan. The China Study Book, which I strongly recommend that you get if you don't have it yet, was the largest nutritional study ever done in the world. There were over 880 million participants. And I know that's a lot of people that have seen surveys done or whatever, but 880 million people, that's actually amazing. It was actually done in China, and the premier of China back in the 1970s did this because he had particularly had cancer, and he was looking to see why what was going on in his country, and he found out why. Attending this call in no way obligates you to make any purchases. You are our guest. We almost ask only if you find this helpful and benefit. If anything you've learned, see, please pass it on and the number to other people so they can also enjoy this. Thank you for allowing us to enter into your home, your office, your car, your barn, your walk on your track, wherever you're at. We certainly appreciate it. If you have any background noise, you can *6 in your on your system, and that will mute you. In order to come back in and talk, just *6 again, and that will bring you back and allow you to talk and answer any questions. Again, thank you for being here. We certainly appreciate it. We've had a few people here join us this morning. If you haven't yet checked in and would like to, just give me your name and your state where you're from, and we'll get all this done and get on down the road this morning. Anybody else like to tell me? Good morning.
In California, I got an ache, didn't do a walk, and maybe kept me awake last night.
Great, Willie. Thank you, dear. Next?
is Linda Brown, and I got an 8.
Linda Brown. And Linda, you're from Washington, right?
Great.
Good. Glad to have you with us, Linda. Next. Okay, well, I know there's a bunch more out of you, but that's okay. That's not speaking up this morning. Just like to say welcome to the call. Does any, and for, I just want to say this right off up front. If there's any new people here on the call this morning, this call is for you. It's designed to allow you to ask any questions. If you have any at this particular time, feel free to ask them. If we're going through the call and all of a sudden something comes up, a subject or something like that, and you feel like you have a question that needs to get answered, please ask the question, because I find that when questions get asked, there's a lot of people out there that don't, that basically pretty much have the same question, but don't want to speak up. So for those of you that will speak up, I certainly would appreciate it, and we'll get you the answer any way we possibly can, and if we can't, then we'll get the information and get it back to you. So again, if you're new to the call, we'd like to welcome you. There are a group of books that we utilize. You can go to Focus on Growth and get those books if you'd like to. You can buy them individually, or you can buy them in a package of four, depending upon how it is that you want. But I strongly recommend all of the books that we get. And today, I'm going to go through Chapter 11 kind of real quick, if you don't mind, and maybe it will stimulate some questions or some comments. Does anybody new in the call, or anybody have any questions at this particular time? If you do you have any comments you want to make at this particular time? Then we're going to just jump right in here to Chapter 11, and it says, and it's in the China Study, it says, Eating Right, the 8 Principles of Good Health, which Dr. Campbell feels is very, very important. And when I read these, as I was reading the book the first time, it kind of impressed me, because it totally makes sense to me on why we can have the health we have, whether that be good or whether that be bad. And so principle number one, it says nutrition represents the combined activities of countless food substances. The whole is greater than the sum of its parts. And I thought that made very much sense to me, and I know Nikan thinks that way too, okay, for the simple fact is that, and there Kenson, you know, is that we just don't go for particularly one particular vitamin or one particular mineral. But what he's getting at here is that you will be surprised at what could be, and his example is a mouthful of spinach, okay? And this is just the spinach. In the spinach, macronutrients, that's things like water, calories, protein, fiber, carbohydrates, and fat, there are 6. In minerals, and that would be things like calcium, iron, magnesium, phosphorus, potassium, sodium, zinc, copper, magnesium, and selenium, that's 10 minerals, it's just in spinach. In the vitamins, there's 10 of them in vitamins, and I'm not going to run through all these things here, but there's C, B1, B2, B3, vitamin E, vitamin A, B6, and there's 10 of those. Fatty acids, now we talked about fatty acids and fats. There's basically fats in plant food, but a lot of people don't really understand that, but there's basically 8 fatty acids in spinach, and in amino acids, there's 18 amino acids in just spinach alone. And I think there's 23 amino acids or whatever like that. But that just absolutely amazes me. And that's what he's talking about. Just by eating, it's not what's just in one particular vitamin or mineral, but what's in the whole of the product that you're eating. Principle number 2, vitamin supplements are not a panacea for good health. And I want to explain this, okay, because I know right away that question might come up. You know, well, we got all our nutritional line. It says, because nutritional operates as an infinite complex biochemical system involving the thousands of chemicals and thousands of effects on our health, it makes little or no sense that isolated nutrients, and I want to say that again, isolated nutrients taken as supplements can substitute for whole foods. Now, is there anybody that was on the call when Ruth Williams asked Dr. Campbell what about our vitamins and minerals? What did he say when Ruth told him that it was whole foods? That's the key. Our vitamins and our minerals are whole foods. And that, if he said that, would be fine, because he's talking about fractured vitamins and all those other kind of things. So principle number 2. Principle number 3, there are virtually no nutrients in animal-based foods that are not better provided by plants. Well, this is amongst the picture page at page 230. Mary Lou, she just loves this page. But it basically what it does, it takes equal parts of tomatoes, spinach, lima beans, peas, and potatoes, compares it to equal parts of beef, pork, chicken, and whole milk, and it tells us this. This little chart says cholesterol in animal foods is 137. That's basically in 500 calories of energy. In plant-based foods, there is zero. So that tells us what? We get our cholesterol in our body, our excess cholesterol that goes into our veins and our arteries, everything else is stored there, basically through plant-based products, which is animal meats or dairy products. There's 36 in fat, 4 in plant-based foods. So there's still fat there, but not as much, and we don't need as much. Here's the one that got me. I was asked the question the other day. We went out to a Mexican restaurant, and one of the questions my aunt asked me, it was her birthday, we went out, and she said, well, where do you get your protein from? And I said, well, basically, there is the same amount of protein in animal as there is in plant. And the figure here is 34 in animal-based foods and 33 in plant-based foods. And it continues to go on, but that's one of the things that I thought was amazing, is that all the nutrients that we have in plant-based foods that most people don't realize what is there. Principle number 4, genes do not determine disease on their own. Now, this one might cause some questions or whatever. It says genes function only by being active or expressed, and nutrition plays a critical role in determining which genes, good and bad, are expressed. Now, I know there are people that say, you ask people in most families, and if I was to ask you the question today, what genes are most susceptible in your family when it comes to chronic diseases? Now, families that have had an awful lot of cancer, they're going to say, well, cancer. I have a greater rate of getting cancer, or women, or maybe it's breast cancer, or maybe it's prostate cancer, or maybe it's a fibromyalgia, or some kind of a chronic disease that's in it. Okay, but here's what Dr. Campbell says. Genes give us dispositions. We are all different. We all have different disease risks due to our different genes. But while we never know exactly which risk we are predisposed to, we do know how to control these risks. Regardless of our genes, we can all optimize our chances of expressing the right genes by providing our bodies with the best possible environment. That is the best possible nutrition. Even though the two Americans in the example above succumbed to different diseases at different ages, it is entirely possible that both could have lived many years with a higher quality of life if they would have practiced optimal nutrition. And also, I think in this one here, it talked about how that basically that our genes are the code to everything in our bodies, good and bad. And it says that I think that breast cancer is actually determined early on in life, in our adolescent years, and we carry that with us. It's like we all have pretty much the gene cancer in us, but based upon how we eat, our environment, what we do, everything else, makes that gene either click on or click off.
Presentation mode is now enabled.
Okay, I'm sorry, I had to disable everybody for right now, but somebody's like a fax machine or something came on. I hope you're all still there. Principle number 5, nutrition can substantially control the adverse effects of toxic chemicals. We know that to be true. Principle number 6, the same nutrition that prevents disease in its early stages before diagnosis can also halt or reverse disease in its later stages after diagnosis. And I just want to read this. It says it's worth repeating that chronic disease takes several years to develop. For example, there's a general thought that breast cancer, I just mentioned that earlier, can be initiated in adolescence and not become detected until after menopause. So we very well may have lots of middle-aged women walking around with breast cancer initiated during their teens that will not be detectable until after menopause. But based upon the nutrition you give your body, the right food that you eat, you can either click them genes on or off, or you can basically reverse the disease. Nutrition that is number 7, nutrition that is truly beneficial for one chronic disease will support health across the board. Principle number 8, good nutrition creates health in all areas of our existence. All parts are interconnected.
Presentation mode is now disabled.
Now, based upon what I just discussed there, is there anybody that has any questions or any comments? Boy, this is a talkative group this morning, I'll tell you that. Does anybody have a joke?
Mikey?
Yes, Nancy?
On page 243, that's really a good chart. I like that, at the end of that chapter that you were just reading from.
Yeah, that goes into the next chapter on how to eat. And that is for people that are just starting the program. That is a wonderful chapter. And also, in that page 243, the chart that's on there that Nancy's talking about really kind of better explains the foods that you should be eating, the foods you should be minimizing, and the foods that you should totally be eliminating from your body if you'd like to have the maximum health based upon the China study.
But something Nancy? I was reading yesterday as I'm weeding my way through and I'm on page 251, that don't drive yourself crazy. He said if you're at a restaurant or you're out someplace or you're... and a soup is made with a chicken broth, it's okay. You're not going to kill yourself over a meal. And so, you know, he's not being that fanatical that you cannot, that every morsel that goes in your mouth has to be clean. But,
well, that's the nice thing about this particular program, you know, I think, is that we can all choose, you know, the path that we choose to follow in regards to good health. And some people will follow it, want to follow it 100%. Other people won't follow it quite as strict or whatever. But everybody is going to be getting a benefit from this particular new way of eating. And when you can eliminate, and you're finding what they're finding out through research and everything else, when you can eliminate the things in our body, and they found it to be through research and development and tests and placebo studies, double-blind studies and everything else, that things that have high in protein usually create bigger problems, particularly animal-based protein. And that even includes things like cheeses and, you know, milk and whatever, because it all comes from the animal, and pretty well much that is the culprit, that your body will survive, was not designed, in most cases, to have a lot of that stuff in it. Thank you, Nancy. Anybody else have any comment or questions? Anybody got any good results in any blood work or just how they're feeling this morning by being on this particular program? Nobody out there, huh?
Mommy, can you hear me?
I certainly can. Chris?
This is Fritz from Missouri. So I was watching a program the other day, and I suppose you've heard of the kind of medicine they have in India, Ayurveda.
Right.
Yeah, I tune in occasionally, just happened to catch it, but there was a fellow that had been to the hospital. I don't know if he did x-rays or what they did, but he had cancer, a bunch of cancer clusters, and he went back to the doctor. The doctor ground up what apparently was a mineral,
mm-hmm.
some kind of a rock deposit, a mineral deposit, and well, took that, and it just killed the cancer cells.
Well,
yeah, we're getting minerals from our plants and should be, in effect, doing basically the same thing.
Well, my question then becomes, where do we get how do our plants get minerals and vitamins?
From the soil and from the mineral deposits in the soil.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Then that's when we all talk about that. So to me, the natural vitamin pill is really fruits and veggies.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that comes out of the ground, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, even though we all know that in today's world, because of topsoil being depleted and everything else, that the vitamin, the mineral content isn't what it used to be 50, 60, 100 years ago, there are still good things in those plants. And it's just like, when people say to me, well, how do you need protein? I almost stop and I want to think, well, you tell me, how does that cow produce it doesn't need protein. A cow doesn't go around eating meat. Well, in some cases, that's kind of a fib too, because in some feed lots, nowadays they are feeding the ground up animal parts to animals, and of course that's how we come up with the mad cow disease. But in most cases, before company started feeding that to animals, animals didn't get fed protein. They got their protein from their bodies, what they needed for their bodies to grow big and strong and produce all that milk and raise all those calves and everything else. They got it from going around eating hay and grass in the ground. And that's how they get their vitamins and their minerals and their proteins that they need in order to sustain their bodies. So when you really start looking at people, when people always say to me, well, how do you get your protein? I almost want to just reach over to them and say, hey, I know we've been bamfoogled by all the advertising, all the meat industry and the dairy, and don't get me wrong, I'm not putting them down. I'm just saying that if that's the way they think about their businesses, that's fine, but I don't have to think that way. Once I get the proper information that I have and the research and follow it up, that I know that I want to either eat it or I don't want to eat it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's just all it is, a personal choice. There are some people that still want to eat meat, and I say, that's fine. That's okay. But I know what it does to my, to me, and could do to me, and I don't want that. And if I have a problem, a chronic problem, and one of those principles that says we all have our genes within our bodies, if we eat things that turn those genes bad, would we really want to do that? If you had cancer in your family, and you know, and I don't in my family, you know, but if I did, I stop and think. If I had that risk that was available to me, would I still want to possibly do something that could make that gene turn on or me get that condition? If I could do something that would not allow me to die like my past people have, if I had a way to cancer my family, would I not want to do that? And the answer would, of course, because we all be concerned about it. I have a aunt that had cancer, an awful lot of cancer out on our side of the family through marriage. And every one of her daughters, which is now in their 30s and 50s, they're all worried to death about breast cancer because that's what Lois died of.
Mm-hmm.
And I stop and think, doesn't this make sense that they're doing everything they can? They go to the doctor, get all these tests, do this, okay, all the time, and they could and do nothing more. The benefit that they could have through food is absolutely amazing. I'm sorry, I got on my soapbox.
That's okay. That's all right. A lot of these diseases are just simply turned off by the minerals and just simply stopped. I mean, they're, you know.
Yeah, well, there's too much research out there that tells us that's exactly what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is, too, and I'm sorry that I've been silent, Monty. I got here a little bit late, but, you know, another thing, too, folks, is, you know, is that we know that the bad things grow in an acid environment. And we've got a better chance of fighting those bad diseases often in the alkaline, you know, environment. And so, you know, here what is alkaline? Our plants are alkaline, and animal is acid. And then we've got a primary optimized water, which is alkaline. So we're doing, and then our nutritionals, you know, we're doing everything we can to be giving ourselves the best chance to fight those things possible. So.
I just want to add that, Monty, you're probably one of the rare ones who doesn't have cancer in his family. And if people really connected what we eat with disease, we would not have the obesity problem we have today as a starter.
Well, that's the big key. Yeah, look,
they don't want to acknowledge that what we're putting in our mouths is killing us.
Yeah. Exactly right. Exactly right.
Hey. Make a comment, and this was in the process of sharing the China study and what I found in nutritionals with a couple of mothers, and it was very interesting. Out of the four mothers, two would take on the information, one would read, and one comment I got from one mother was so sad was, oh, I have enough information from the media telling me what to eat. And I thought, okay, that was, you know, she was no way opening to any other door but the media, and that was too impossible. I have my information of what the media telling what to eat and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, so I feel like, okay, that's just, I don't want to go there at all.
The area of the farm is beautiful.
Well, the thing
I thought that was interesting.
You know, the thing that scares me more than anything else, not her so much, is look at the children all over the world that are sitting in front of televisions. You know, where they have televisions or DirecTV or satellite that are getting all this advertisement, and it's getting into their heads at early ages. And you know, and I hate to admit this, but I've got family members in my family that the television has pretty much become the babysitter of the world, and it's surprising how many hours they'll pop the kids down in front of those TVs. And I'm talking about even cartoons where they talk about cereal and they talk about McDonald's, and they talk about all these other kind of things, and I get so upset, you know, knowing that we have allowed the media to influence our children, even though we might have good eating habits or whatever, but it's just amazing me how the media has damaged and created a lot of these conditions.
Absolutely. Television is parenting the children.
Yeah, well, I know. I didn't mean to get on that subject this morning, but anybody else have any comments or anything? Mary Lou, thanks for bringing that up. And, of course, as far as we're concerned, we got one of the better products, I think, that's on the market, and that is our Jade Greenzymes for definitely making sure that we stay alkaline, you know, and taking that. And what's that called? What's the biggest component in Jade Greenzymes? Can anybody tell me?
Protein.
Exactly right. Protein. I mean, you could take Jade Greenzymes, I think 60%, I forget what the figure is, it's all protein. I mean, talk about it. If you don't believe you're getting enough protein, folks out there, by not eating meat or dairy products, you just get into that Jade Greenzyme, and I'll tell you what, you'll get a whole lot more protein and other good things in your body that way. That's my commercial for the day, I guess.
Yeah, and boy, that'll certainly help raise that alkalinity, so.
Yep, exactly right.
I guess there's a bit of humor on the protein being a 34 for animal and 33 for vegetables. I don't think anybody's going to get fat by having a couple of extra forkfuls of vegetables. And then they'll be up to the same protein level, and they can't sit there and shake it for you. You're not getting as much protein.
Isn't that exciting?
Isn't that, yeah.
I know, you know, that's the danger for those of, for me, is that when I get all this information, and I believe in it, and through the research and everything else, I see what it's done to my cholesterol levels in my personal blood work, okay, not from testimonies, but from my, and I love testimonies, don't get me wrong, but what it's doing for me. And I know Anita out there, I know she was excited on those 50 points that she lost. It's just, you know, when you can see those things happening in your body and you feeling better and you know you're going to give yourself one more day of extra good health, if that's all you got, is it worth it? In my opinion, the answer is yes. But in some people, the answer is, well, if I'm going to die of cancer anyhow, I might as well enjoy it and eat the things that I really like and do whatever. And I go, well, that's your choice. That's your choice. And we all make different choices in our life. We all make different job decisions. We all make different business decisions. It's are we making the right choice for ourselves and our families? And I think, I don't know of any parents who wouldn't want to wish their, have the children to have the best health or better health than they possibly have. So, that's it.
One thing,
anybody else, any new people out there that have not spoken up, possibly you've had a question that's been created in our conversations this day?
Can you hear me?
Yes, who's this?
This is Suzanne Terry from Reston, Louisiana.
Well, thank you, Suzanne. Go ahead.
I better speak up. I've been on since the first. This is my third day on the call.
Great.
And I normally have a problem with committing, so I didn't want to say anything, so I knew I was committed.
Mm-hmm.
But I went to Dr. McDougall's site, and I copied down all the information, and I listened to your call the last 2 days, and so I went on the program on the first, and so far I've lost 5 pounds.
That's great.
I also am a cancer survivor. I had breast cancer when I was 36 years old.
Ooh.
So very, very young. And that was a big wake-up call for me. I decided I needed to figure out why I got the cancer, and I figured, number one, it was stress, and number two, diet.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been pretty much on the quest for, and I also had like real bad mood things, and I knew that was contributed to diet or a chemical imbalance.
Yep.
So I've always been searching, you know, it's always been a quest of mine to find the right diet. And anyway, I've also been taught that we should do meat in moderation, except in time of famine.
Yep.
And so this really, really makes sense. And I never knew that you could get this much protein from veggies and fruits, but I think the main thing is that you take out the milk, you know, the dairy, the eggs, and then don't do potato chips or, I mean, I have a friend that's vegetarian, and her weight is going up, and she's always counseling with me, walk, we need to do something, and I thought it was because she wasn't getting enough protein.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really because she doesn't plan ahead when she goes to events, where there's nothing to eat beneath. She eats salad with dressing and potato chips and potatoes and, you know, with all the gook on it. But anyway, I'm just really excited about this new lifestyle. What you call it? Maybe you guys are doing your own study or your own pilot group or whatever. But I'm on board and I'm happy to do it with you guys.
So how is your mood doing? Have you noticed for the last few days it's your mood?
I don't have those problems anymore. That's when I was younger. You know, when I was postmenopausal. But it was before when I had all those problems too. I've been using Nican for 8 years. So, and also I'm on Prozac. So that pretty much takes care of it. But I want to get off of Prozac. So, actually the Prozac almost makes me too mellow. I've been having a problem with committing and staying committed because I just don't care. So, I mean, I haven't...
Well, I was thinking to need it still.
What did you say?
I said, we should kinesiology if you still need the Prozac, because I know for a fact that once I've been on total plant-based, the doctor do want to put me on antidepressant, but I do not insist on that. So I know when I'm on the right track, I don't get moody, I don't yell at my children as much or at all. So that's how I know what I'm putting in my mouth.
Right. Well, I feel that food is our drug. I'm 58 years old.
Have you had any detoxing?
Well, I've been so busy the last couple of days that I don't know. We have rental property. I've been cleaning, and then I had a Pampers Chef party here last night. So I haven't had a chance to even exercise yet. So I've been so busy. I'm achy, so that might be it. I don't know.
Take some extra jade if you are.
Okay, and I really was excited about hearing about the jade that it's mostly protein, because I'm going to up my jade to 3 times a day.
Yeah, Vance Rogers talks about that all the time. He really, his children just love it.
That's
probably one of the better things he's done for his kids in a long time.
I love it. I love anything that's good for you. If it doesn't taste good, I learn to like it.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes, go ahead,
Mike. Let me ask you a question, Suzanne. When you were in the Dr. McDougall's site, did you listen to any of those free videos that are available on the homepage?
I did not, because, again, I was supposed to be cleaning my house.
Oh, okay.
So I was under a time crunch, but I did spend a lot of time in there, and
okay.
But I didn't listen to those. I will. I'll go back.
Anytime you can get something free like that, and there's some very good free ones there. There's a couple that I know of. Go ahead and take a look at them. That might make you get you understand things a little bit better. But I personally would like to thank you for speaking up, because I know if Shar Rogers is on this call, I'm sure she's smiling like you wouldn't believe, knowing that, again, her and Ruth and have touched and reached out and touched another person that is now headed in the right direction.
Yes, I am on the call, and I do love it, Neil. And you haven't been... Because I've got a house full of guests this week. I'm trying to be, but we have to run in the other room. I am smiling because there's no better feeling what we do one by one. Vincent, this is like part of your life. It can be the all these wonderful techniques. And if we get our body right, it's inspiring with what we need. And that's what is our societal tone. Thank you much.
Well, it's so true, Shar, when we talked about one of the principles is that it's the sum of the whole, not just the one individual thing, and that we can take the Nikan products and technologies, and then you can incorporate it with, I was talking, I think, to Mary Lou the other day, and I said, you know, this new way of eating, in my opinion, is just another piece of the wellness home that we now have, that you have stumbled across, and now you're sharing with us, and a lot of us are on board and getting great results. That's just another piece of the wellness home that, in my opinion, is just going to you're just going to touch the lives of a lot of people. Good things are going to happen. Are there going to be some that fall by the wayside? That's okay, because, again, it's their choice. But those that choose to, the opportunity is here. But thank you, Chirk. Okay, any other questions at this time? We're running later than we tried to. Does anybody have a question? Is there any other new person out there that would like to speak up and have a question? Well, I'd like to thank each and every one of you out there for the speaking up this morning. It definitely helps things go along and smoother than usual. And I just had a great time with each and every one of you. I know sometimes I get on my soapbox, but I'd like to thank all of the Active Study Pilot Group for their time committed to this program. And second of all, to all the new people that spoke up today and had any particular questions, Suzanne, definitely welcome you to the program and glad you're here. Anytime you have any questions, you please feel free to speak up, because those questions are very, very important. And second of all, third of all, I'd like to thank all of our guests for attendance today that didn't speak up and are supporting us in this particular program, themselves and their families. And if you have any questions or comments, let me direct you to the person that invited you to this call. Have a great, wonderful day. Have a great weekend. Make the 10, and just, well, I'll talk to you. Don't forget, Monday, Shar has a very special guest coming aboard that you need to get not only yourself, but anybody in your organization or any new people that think might be interested in this new way of eating and some new ideas in regards to your health. You need to get them on this call Monday morning. That would be Monday morning, August the 6th at 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, because Shar will be hosting, and she will have a special guest speaker with us. And I know each and every one of us are going to get a real big bang out of this particular person. So, again, thank you all for joining us. Have a great weekend.